Let's go over how exactly you would do the process of anchoring, what are the steps involved, and so on. And if you'd like to follow along in your manual, there's the page on anchoring. You can follow along with me. So the theory behind anchoring is that any time that a person is in an associated intense state, if at the peak of that experience a specific stimulus is applied, the two will be linked neurologically together. So anchoring can assist you in gaining access to past states and linking the past state to the present and the future. Now there's four steps to anchoring. Anytime that we anchor, there's four steps. And I'm going to talk to you about this as if you're utilizing anchoring with somebody else, and then I'm going to teach you a wonderful process that you can do with yourself to take charge of your emotions. So here's the four steps to anchoring. The first step is to have the person recall a past vivid experience. So if, for example, the person wants to anchor in the feeling of confidence or feeling totally powerful, you need to have them recall a past vivid experience. The second step would be to anchor, provide a specific stimulus at the peak. So right when you see them go into that emotional state of feeling totally confident or totally powerful, you want to provide a specific stimulus. Now you also want to make sure that that stimulus is a unique stimulus, something that doesn't get fired off all the time. So for example, one anchor I had set for myself personally, a positive resource anchor that I could utilize, was to hold my fist in a certain way with my thumb tucked in, which was unusual. And that became a very powerful anchor for me. So every time I was in a peak emotional state, I would hold my fist like that. And what that does is what we call stacks the anchor. It stacks it. So that, and by the way, that stimulus, once again, is a unique stimulus. It's not something that gets fired off often. It's not, I don't usually hold my fist with my thumb tucked in. So that was different for me. So when I held it, so anytime I would experience an emotional state, I would stack that anchor on top by holding my fist in that way. So when I had great experiences in my life, I would stack that anchor by holding my fist in that way. Then in the future, when I hold my fist in that way, I can recall all those emotional states. They're brought back to me through the process of stimulus and response. So what's really important is that you make sure that the stimulus is a unique stimulus. So shaking somebody's hand, for example, is not a unique stimulus. That's something you do all the time. So you want to do something that's unique so that you have a pure anchor. The next thing you want to do is change that person's state. So if you're working with somebody else for coaching, for example, you want to get them to change their state in some way. So after you've set the anchor once, then you can ask them a question, a non sequitur. One that we use often in NLP is, do you smell popcorn? Total non sequitur. Has nothing to do with anything, but what it does is it shifts their state. It breaks their state. It's an example of a break state. Another thing that you could do is just have them say, clear the screen. But you want to change their state in some way at that point. Then you're going to evoke the state. So you're going to test your anchor by having them then fire off the stimulus. So if you're having them hold their fist in a unique way, for example, have them hold their fist that way again and notice if they go back into that emotional state. So those are the four steps to anchoring. There's a mnemonic device that will assist you in remembering those four steps. And the mnemonic device is RACE, R-A-C-E, recall. So recall a past vivid experience. Anchor, A for anchor. Anchor a specific stimulus at the peak. So you're going to use a specific and unique stimulus right there. C is to change the person's state. So you're going to break their state, ask them a non sequitur, ask them a question that has nothing to do with anything that breaks their state, or ask them to simply clear the screen. And four is to E, evoke the state, set off the anchor to test. Okay, RACE. Recall, anchor, change, evoke. That's the process of anchoring. Now there's four keys to anchoring, or four things that really need to happen in order for your anchor to set and for it to be a good and powerful positive anchor.
And there's a mnemonic device for this as well. The mnemonic device is I turn.
So the first key to anchoring is the intensity, the intensity of the experience. You want it to be an intense experience. If it's not an intense experience, then the anchor will not be as powerful. So you really want them to be in an intense experience. For example, when Pavlov was working with the dogs, hunger was a very intense experience for them. They would salivate. So that was a really intense experience. So you want to have a really intense experience. The best types of states to anchor are naturally occurring states. So if you have something that happens and you're really in a happy, ecstatic emotional state, that would be the best type of state to anchor because it's a real state. It's happening at the moment. Now, if you don't have a real state happening and you want to anchor a powerful state anyway,
the next best type of state to anchor is a recalled state or a remembered state.
So if you're assisting somebody else in setting an anchor, you have them recall a time when they felt totally powerful or totally confident. That's the second best type of state to anchor. And then the third type of state you could anchor is a constructed state. So for example, if you were attempting to anchor confidence in somebody, yet they felt that they had never really felt confidence in their life, you could have them imagine what it would feel like if they did feel confidence. So that's the third best type. The best type is a naturally occurring state, though. For reason number one, the reason of intensity. You want it to be as intense as possible. And if it's naturally occurring, it's going to be intense because it's happening right there. The second key to anchoring is the timing of the anchor. Remember, I turn, T, timing. The timing of the anchor. You want to set it at the very peak of the emotional state. So set it right when the person's experiencing that emotional state at its peak. That's very important. The third key to anchoring is the uniqueness. This is the U in I turn, uniqueness. The uniqueness of the anchor. So it's got to be something unique. We mentioned this before. If it's something as simple as a handshake, that's something you do all the time. You're liable to dilute the anchor if it's something you do all the time. So you want it to be something unusual or something you don't do all the time. And the fourth and final key to anchoring is the replication of the stimulus. It needs to be replicable. That's the R in I turn, the replication of the stimulus. It needs to be replicable. So you need to be able to replicate the stimulus exactly the same way you applied it in the beginning. So that's another important key. And then there's a bonus key. Remember we said there's four keys to anchoring. The fifth bonus key is the N in I turn, is the number of times. So the more times you set that anchor, the more powerful it becomes. In NLP, we call the process of setting an anchor over and over again stacking. Stacking an anchor. So the more times you set it, the more powerful it becomes. So if, once again, referring to Pavlov, if Pavlov fed the dog several times while sounding the tuning fork, it would be more neurologically linked for the dogs than if he just did it one time. Okay, so those are the four steps to anchoring. Remember the four steps and the four keys to anchoring. Remember the four steps, the mnemonic device is RACE, R-A-C-E, recall a past vivid experience, anchor a specific stimulus at the peak, change the person's state, evoke the state of the individual. So set off the anchor to test. So those are the four steps. The four keys, I turn is the mnemonic device. The intensity of the experience is of vital importance. T, timing, the timing of the anchor. Uniqueness of the anchor is of vital importance, and replication. You need to be able to replicate it exactly the same way you set it off in the beginning, and then the number of times you do it will be of importance also in terms of setting an anchor that will produce results.